This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Victor Davis Hanson reminds us that many of our hallowed institutions are failing us. That unfortunately includes the top echelon of the military, the leadership and the intelligence agencies, the medical establishment, and of course the universities. He refers to them as the ground zero of woke. He explains that America's reputation of global academic superiority usually rested on the science, mathematics, physics, technology, medicine, and engineering, but he laments that woke ideas have even infected the STEM disciplines. He also explains that universities are insulated from any market realities. Never in U.S. history have elite universities piled up such huge endowments, which soared during the lockdown. Harvard has $40 billion, Yale $30 billion, Stanford $28 billion, Princeton $25 billion. On the other hand, students are graduating with massive student loan obligations. When he was on my radio program, we discussed the impact student loan debt has had on the country. These students are likely to marry later, have children later, and more easily slide into prolonged adolescence. The greatest concern is the fact that so many toxic ideas originate from these woke institutions and spread into society. Americans have been urged by university law schools and political science departments to eliminate the 233-year-old Electoral College, to pack the Supreme Court after 150 years of a 9-justice bench, to end the 180-year filibuster, and to question the constitutional cornerstone of 2 senators per state. Parents and students need to reconsider what kind of education is being provided by these universities. It costs so much and produces so little of real value. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.